KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I have a friend who has been in politics since the 80s, and he tells the story of one of his bosses early in his career who refused to hear anything for the first time. Of course, there were times that something would be news to him, some piece of political gossip, some nugget of insider info, but he didn't want anyone ever to think he was a step behind anything. So whenever he heard something that was in fact news to him, instead of saying the normal thing like, "Oh, wow, that's wild," he'd nod with a mildly interested expression on his face and say, "Oh, is that out?" Meaning, "I knew this all along, way before you knew it, because I know things way before you do, and I am merely surprised that this old piece of news to me is now public knowledge." Now, his staffers, among whom was my old friend, picked up on this habit eventually and then began concocting out of nothing more and more outlandish pieces of gossip and inside dope, which they would deliver to their boss just to make him imply that he knew it all along. And that brings us to Harvey Weinstein, about whom, let's be honest, pretty much it's all been said, at least by people like me. I mean, more should be said, of course, by his victims, if they choose. And it would be nice to live in a world where sincere and mortified apologies are delivered by the perpetrator, you know, ones that don't end with some kind of, but on the other hand, kind of justification, or somehow worse, the final paragraph that implies that aren't we all, when you get right down to it, responsible too, and isn't the perpetrator, when you get right down to it, the real victim here? But within the context of "it's all been said," let me clarify something that I've been hearing a lot lately. People have been saying, of course, everyone knew, it was an open secret in Hollywood, this kind of thing goes on all the time there, this is just business as usual. And then there are a lot of people who, when this whole story exploded onto the front page, said something along the lines of, "Oh, is that out?" So for the record, I never met the man, and I have never seen this kind of thing. I mean, it is crazy to me that it was going on, and maybe that's because I work in television, where casting is something done by a committee. Often that's why it's so bad. And the idea that one person is powerful enough to have that kind of leverage over another person, that's, well, it's pretty remote. I mean, when I cast a show, I have to see lots of people, many of whom at the explicit request of the studio or network, and then whittle each role down to three or four choices. And then the final decision is made in a room with about a dozen other executives from the studio and the network. And in these days of complicated co-productions, another studio thrown in there somewhere. And also, if you're delivering the standard broadcast order of 22 half-hour episodes a year, that's about 11 hours of content or about 6 movies. I mean, who has the time? But I did catch myself this week talking to someone who is not in the business and saying reflexively, "Oh, yeah, open secret, we all knew," because I didn't want to be hearing something for the first time. And I didn't want to have to explain to someone who probably didn't want to hear it anyway, didn't want to have their notions about the cesspool that Hollywood is altered in any way, that in the part of the business where I've worked for years and years, it really doesn't work that way. Although, maybe it does. Maybe I just haven't seen it. Maybe I should try harder to look. Maybe it's time for some of us to stop saying, "Oh, is that out?" all cool and casual, and instead say something a little more alarmed, a little more shocked. Maybe things like Harvey Weinstein wouldn't happen so much if the rest of us stopped trying to be insiders. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will read a call sheet for KCRW. This is Rob Long.